Okay, let's learn. Perikhes Mishnah Dalet. Ha imel lepoilus, someone says to worker, hey, loch iser zeh. Here is a coin. The laket li yorok hayom. Here is the coin. I want you to go to collecting vegetables today. Hayoim. I want you to collect for me vegetables today. There are vegetables out there in the field. I want you to collect them. Schorah, so I'm paying you money for shmias. Schorah mutter, so the worker is allowed to keep the money. The money is mutter. L'koy li bo yorek hayoim. But let's say you say l'koy li bo. He had one more word. Instead of he says, hey l'cho, you say, with this coin, yorek hayoim, schorah osser. Let's see the Rav. Schorah mutter, v'ein boi kedusha shvias. Basically, I'm paying someone to work for me in the year of Shemitah. You're not allowed to pay someone to do work for you in the year of Shemitah. So, if you say, here's a coin, and I tell you to collect, the coin is mutter, the ain by Kedusha Shvias, and the coin does not have Kedusha Shvias. Now the Avagav, even though the Shvias Teisefes Tomeha, even though we have a halacha the Shvias Teisefes Tomeha, the kedusha of the Shvias goes upon the coin. So if I'm paying you, I'm hiring you to a service, and I'm giving you money, and the service involves Shemitah, so the money should have kedusha Shvias. High lav Dmei Shvias, who does not call Dmei Shvias, because since you do not explicitly connect the money to the Shemitah, it does not have Kedusha Shvias. But let's say you say to him, L'koli Bo, if you say to the worker, I want you to collect, here is a coin, and I want you with this coin will be the wages for Shemitah, then indeed it is forbidden. Loshon Necheru, if you say the word Bo is Loshon Necheru, Udamashmo L'koli Shavyav, Yarok, the value of this coin of vegetables, Aval L'koli The word bo, he's saying, you say this, the word bo is a lashon of necher. The word l'koy li is schirus. The loy l'shoin necher. Okay, that is the difference between the two. Li is schirus, bo is necher. Let's go to the videotape. Let's go to the picture. The picture over here says as follows. We say, here's the balabayas. You see nice balabayas? Nice balabayas with a nice kippah. What?
New cap. He's got a new cap. Halacha isra zeh.
Halacha isra zeh. L'koid li yorek hayom. Here is a coin. And gather for me yorek hayom. So you did not say the word bow. Ha isra nitan ba'avur tarech likud hayorek. The coin is being given for the purpose, the trouble of collecting the vegetables. V'harehu sochar. So therefore it's work for the trouble. I want you to do work, a service, work. The coin has been given by Avor Tarach for the trouble of Liyarek, Vahareihu Sochar Pulas Alikid, for its wages for the pool for the work of Likita. So the rule is, it's mutter. Ha'isur Lainitin Vavur Hayarek Asmu, the coin is not being given for the vegetables itself. It's not called a Necher. For the coin does not have Kedusha Shus, it's mutter. But let's say you say to him, Likoli Bo. The coin is being given for the value for vegetables. In other words, when he picks it up, what basically is happening over here is the worker is acquiring it, because everything in Shemitah is Hefka. Right? Everything in the year of Shemitah is Hefka. So when the worker picks it up, the worker basically is acquiring the vegetables. And then when he gives the vegetables to the balabais, he's basically selling the vegetables that he has acquired to the balabais. You got that?
In the case of likud li bayarek.
Bo, when you say the word bo, what is happening when you say the word bo? The worker basically is acquiring. He is acquiring. He is going to the field, and he is the field is hefker.
So when the worker, when so the worker, when I give you this money, you should buy with it.
No, I'm buying it from you.
So, go cut for me in the field, yerek hayom, right?
Right. So no. Bo means the coin. I'm giving you a coin, and I want you to collect the vegetables, and I want you basically to sell the vegetables that you collect to me for the value of the coin.
What a stroke.
The the worker is going to the field,
yeah,
and he is acquiring for himself the vegetables. The vegetables are hefker.
Right.
In the year of Shemitah, everything is hefker. So when the worker picks up the vegetables, who owns the vegetables? The worker.
It's hefker.
But when he picks it up, who owns it? It's hefker in the field, the worker. Now, the worker is going to transfer it to me.
Correct.
In exchange as a sale.
Right.
You have acquired the vegetables in the field because it's hefker, it's yours.
Right.
And you picked it up. And you did a ma'aseh kinyan. Now I am giving you money to buy it from you. So what is this?
Okay, so
It's a mecher.
Both of them are mechers.
No, this is not mechers. This, he never owned it. This, in this situation, the worker...
He's picking it up.
No, he's not having kavanah to be koina. He's picking it up from hefker, but he's not having kavanah to be koina.
Why not?
That's the mitzvah. That's exactly what it says in the Mishnah. The worker is picking up the vegetables and he's not having kavanah to be koina. He's picking up the vegetables, he's not having kavanah to be koina. So who owns it? No one owns it. I want to own it. So I'm giving you a coin that you should give it to me, and now when I pick it up, I will own it. So the money that I'm giving you is not to purchase the actual vegetables, it's for the tircha, for you to go to the field to pick it up with kavanah not to be koina, to give it to me, and I'm going to be koina it. That is mutter. But if I tell you, you go pick it up, you be koina it, and now I'm going to pay you a coin, and the coin, with the coin, you're going to sell me what you took in the field.
Okay.
That is called mecher. The only thing that's forbidden shmita is mecher. It's not forbidden shmita tircha. Mecher is forbidden, but tircha is not forbidden.
Okay.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mecher is forbidden, and what's the other word?
Schiris.
It's not.
It's not forbidden. Okay, next. Likely, loshen mecheru demashma lekoyin lis shavi of yerek. Buy. I want it. Collect for me the value of the value of this. Collect for me the value of this coin of vegetables. Avol lekoyin li loshen schiris hu veloy loshen mecher. Okay, next. Okay, next case. What was the next case? Ha'oimer la'poyel, the postal service worker, hey, look, here's a coin. Vilakeit li yorok, hayoim, and collect for me vegetables today. Schoroi mutter. It's mutter because they're giving him, it's schiris. It's not b'chira. But let's say you say, look, bo. If you say to the worker, I want to give you a coin, and with the coin, I want you to collect for me vegetables, bo, the value of the coin. Yorok hayoim schori osur, because that's called mecher. Okay, that's what we just learned in the Rav. Okay, is that clear? Next, lokat min hanachtoim. Let's say you purchase from the baker kikar a loaf of bread bepundyon for one coin, a small coin. Kishe elkoit yarkois sade aviloch mutter. What does that mean? Let's take a look over here. Lokat hanachtoim kikar bepundyon. Okay, here's a loaf of bread. And lo because opinion, kisha el koit yirokos sade avilach mutter, hakikar nitan b'matan lo kawal kikar. Okay, so the baker is giving it for free. The baker is giving him a loaf of bread for free. Good.
Right.
Now, hayirokos einam chashuv maspek kedelias to the kikar. Ela toive oisa hamalakeit. Now the question is, I didn't pay for it. You gave me a loaf, I didn't pay for it. So that's the arrangement. I'm not paying for it. I will not pay you one penny for it. I'm taking the bread for free, but in exchange, I'm going to give you a present. I'm giving you a present. What's the present? I'm going to go to the field. I'm going to collect some stalks of grain. I'm going to give it to you as a gift. So in that situation, it is mutter. But let's say you say the nachtoim loka menu stam lo yishalim loyim b'demeshu. But let's say you take a loaf of bread, I kick it b'bakof for credit. Neschav lokech b'dam. I owe you money, and now I'm going to pay. The way I pay you is lokech pareas choyvay lenachtoim b'yirokos shem shvius, and the way I pay for it is by giving you is by giving you the way I pay is by giving you shvius. I go to the field, I collect some vegetables, and I give you the vegetables as payment for the loaf of bread. That is mamish. You're doing business with parish shvius. That is mamish also. That is forbidden. Good. Let's see over here. This part of the Mishnah. You say to a worker, "Hey, look at Israel. Zevulake li yarok hayom schar muter. Look at li boy. If you say the word boy, yarok hayom schar aser. Look, I'm in an achdam. You take it to the achdam. Keep a loaf of bread. But pundyoyin, a loaf of bread that's worth the value of pundyoyin. And you tell them, give it to me for free. And then you say, kishet elkoid yarokoy sade. And when I will go to the field and collect some vegetables, I'll give it to you not as payment, but I'll reciprocate the favor. Because we do not consider this to be business. We consider this to be, it's not business.
Like you just barter.
Well, bartering could also be forbidden, because bartering is business.
Yeah.
Bartering is a business, but over here you're giving it.
Exchanging one favor for the next.
That's mutter. But let's say lokat mimenu stam. Let's say you purchased a loaf of bread stam, and you don't say give it to me for free. In other words, give it to me and put it on my tab. Put it on my bill, my credit. Lo yishalem lo midvei shvius. You're not allowed to pay from the money of shvius. Why not? Shein parin choiv. You're not allowed to pay a choiv midvei shvius. You're not allowed to pay off choiv from the value of shvius. Okay, let's see at the end of the Rashi's. Kikar bepundyon. Give me a loaf of bread worth the value of a pundyon. Lo she omar loy etesh. Lo she omar loy. Not that you said I'm going to give you a punyan. All the means of the mission is that the loaf of bread is worth one punyan. And then you said, and you say to him that when I'll reciprocate the favor. When I will later go into the field and collect vegetables, I'll give it to you. Each one is giving the other one a free gift. It's the matnas chinam. Yahavi zeloze, lefi sheyarkos sod mitzuyin. It's available. So you basically say to him, I will reciprocate the favor, that is mutter. But let's say lochemen ustam be'akofa. But let's say you buy a loaf of bread on credit be'akofa. Kederach moichem b'chanu b'chanus lo yisham lo yidem midvei shviis. Then you're not allowed to pay the shviis. Yahavi kischoira. That is called schoira. Okay, that's the whole Mishnah. Ready to chaz the Mishnah?
Yep.
I'm a lapayel. Hey, loch iser zeh. Here is a coin. Vilakate li, and collect for me. You, when you go to the field, do not have kavan to be to acquire it. Do not have kavan. I'm going back. Chazing whole mission again. I'm chazing the mission again. Pishadalot.
Okay.
I'm a lapayel. Hey, loch iser zeh. Here is a coin, and I want you to go to the field, and I want you to collect shvius, and I want you to give it to me. But when you pick up, I do not want you to acquire it, because if you're going to acquire it, I'm going to have to buy it from you. That is forbidden. I want you to have kavanah not to acquire it, and you'll give it to me. Hey, l'cho iser zev v'lakei li, yorak hayoim, schorei mutter. Because I'm not paying you for the payrus, I'm paying you for your tircha, for your labor. But let's say you say to him, l'cho li bo, here, I want you to collect for me with this coin, yorak hayoim. Then the halacha is secharay is asur. Why is it asur? Why is it asur? Because then basically you're telling him, I want you to acquire it, it's your property, and then you're going to sell it to me. So if you're going to sell it to me, that is forbidden because of shvius. Lokat min hanachta nu halacha. Let's say you purchase the nachta of a baker, keep up upon you. Let's say you have a nachta of a baker, and you give the baker, and you give the baker, you buy the baker a nachta of a kikah, one loaf of bread, and therefore the pudyon, the bread is valued upon you. Kish elkan, you tell me, I will pay you by reciprocating the favor. Kish elkan, yarkoy sade avilach. When I go to the field and I go and I collect payers and I give it to you as payment, that is mutter. But let's say, look, I buy a stam on credit. Lo yishalim lo midvei shvius. You may not pay him from the money of shvius. She'ein parin choiv. You don't pay off a choiv with she'ein parin choiv midvei shvius. He calls here the vegetables of the midvei shvius. He doesn't really say that in the Mishnah. He says over here, hakikar nita be'akafav v'nischayv lakel b'damim. Ayarik nita b'tzmur lo choiv He's calling the vegetables the dinei, the money of Shvius. Okay, is the Mishnah good? Clear?
Isabel.
Okay, next. Mishnah Hey. You may not give to a bayor. What's a bayor? It's a choifer boros, a person who digs pits. Maspik mayim lebnei u'ir, and he provides water lebnei u'ir. Lo yitin lo yibidnei shviyis lehaspik lo yimayim l'chol tashvishay. You may not give. Bayor is choifer boros, maspik mayim. He digs pits and he provides water lebnei u'ir. Lo yitin lo yibidnei shviyis lehaspik lo yimayim l'chol tashvishay. Lo yitin lo yibidnei shviyis lehaspik lo yimayim l'chol tashvishay. So here's the guy. Here's the bayor. He comes around town giving water to everyone. Okay, he comes around, he digs pits and he collects water and he brings it. He brings in water, water. It's like you go on Ocean Parkway, and they're trying to give you water. Right? Did they ever try to give you water on Ocean Parkway? Did you ever buy?
No.
Why not? Why not? It's a good, honest parnasa. I'm a kind of them.
Okay, you told me.
I'm a kind of them.
They work.
They earn a real parnasa. They work hard. It's hot. This is the way it's supposed to be. Igia kapecha ki soichel ashrecha v'tayvulach. I'm a kind of them.
Go ahead.
Ooh, boy, that's really a way to get you scare you off.
Right.
All I gotta do is that.
I think I got it now. I got it anyway, so it doesn't make a difference. You share everything.
You think you got it from me? You blaming me? I don't think so. I don't know. I don't know why you say that.
Okay.
Maybe I got it from you.
Maybe we got it the same place.
Maybe I got it from you. Mm-hmm. Maybe the air conditioning vents are contaminated.
That's it. It's probably infected.
So the bayar, he digs wells and he provides water. So I want to pay him. I want to pay him for water. How do I want to pay him? I want to pay him for water by giving him vegetables.
Good.
I want to give vegetables for him. So the halach is, Ein nestim lo labayor v'lo labalona. What's the balon? Balon is the bathhouse attendant. You go into the bathhouse, and they give you a towel.
That's all.
And you give, here's some vegetables. So it says, lo labalon, mechasein mechanein mechatzois. A person who heats up a bathhouse. Hevlo le sapar. What's a sapar? What's sapar? Schar ha-tispares, the cost, the payment for the haircut, the wages, that the money that you pay for haircut. V'loy le-safron, what's a safron? Is a boat driver, a ship, a captain of a ship. The captain of a ship. V'loy le-safron, schar ha-sfina. So it says, a nice to le-labot, not to a person who digs wells. V'loy le-labot, to a bet ha-sen. V'loy le-safron, not to a barber. And the person who, a captain of a ship, you may not give him pay reshvius as payment. But you give him to drink. What does that mean? Okay. 209. What's 209? What does that mean? If he gives you the bayar, gives you water to drink, then you're allowed to give a shvius. Now, why is that? So, what's the difference? Aval, that's for food. Aval, that's the bayar lishtois. The kulon and the why? Doesn't say why.
Because it's more state. It's more.
It's thing. Food. For food, it's mutter.
Now, for food, it's also for water. It's for drink.
For drinking, it's mutter. Why is that different?
More,
no one explains.
It's more important. You need it. It's more. You can dehydrate.
So what?
Much easier than you can starve. You could go a few days without eating pomegranate.
I don't eat pomegranate.
I'm just joking. Rabbi Shaw would say pomegranate. You give a share.
All of these listening Mishnah, you give them matnaschinam.
Shaloy l'shem
schar. Not you give them a free gift, not l'shem, not l'shem scharam. The afal pi shiyadeh shabeshul shnasam matan lo yitva minu sachar. But you know, no, if you give him a gift, if you give a gift, as long as it's not explicit, as long as you don't give money explicitly for the purpose, for sale, it's going to be mutter. The afal pi sheyodeh shebeshvil shnosam atan lo yidim lomen tzchor, it's going to be mutter. Okay, let's chaz the Mishnah. Ein noisnim lo lebayor. Bayor is a person who digs a pit. Lo lebalon a barber. I'm sorry, ba'alon is a bathhouse attendant. V'lo yidle sapa to a barber. V'lo yidle sapa to a captain. Avon noisnim lo bayor lishtais for drinking. All of them who know same madness, you give them a gift, and you, even though you know that when you give them a gift, they're going automatically they're going to reciprocate. It's mutter. It's fine. Okay. Good.
It's going back on the chilupah.
All of them. All of them who know same madness chinah, you can give them a free gift. Here, I'm going to give you a gift. Here are some delicious peros shavias.
Right.
Here are some cucumbers.
Right. But it some. But it doesn't mean a fiskar. He just wants to be a nice guy.
Even though you know that by giving them, even though by giving them this gift, you know that they're not going to charge you. The bill's going to be canceled.
Is that so?
Yes, that's what it says.
But that's not matnas chinam.
Look what it says. It says
that's
hulam.
Not matnas chinam. Matnas chinam is that I want to be a nice guy. I'm a nice neighbor.
In this context,
I have a beer tree in my backyard.
Let's read what it says. Yeah, but let's read what it says. Hulam l'chol ha'idatim le'vastitul yicholitim l'matnas chinam shaloi l'shem sicharan v'afal pi, even though she yodeh, you are well aware shabishvil shnosan matano, that when you give a matano lo yitba mimenu sochar, when you give a gift, they're not going to come to demand money.
Any things on the bottom?
We did the bottom already.
I'm saying.
No, that's it. We're done.
Are the matnas chinam part?
No. If you give it to him,
okay,
good. Okay. Next mission above. To einim shall shviyas in kaitzim oisam ba mukze. The fruits of shviyas you never to cut them ba mukzem. Avul kaitzim oisam bacharba. Now what's muksa? Kli miyuchu lokotz baitenim kari muksa. A special utensil that's meant to cut. To cut figs is called a muksa. He's not showing you. Here it is. Tainim shall shvius ein koitz musam b'muksa. Here's the muksa. Look, a pair of scissors. Okay, it's a special utensil. Also, muksa's tainim shall shvius b'chli ketzitzo hamiyuchu lekach. A special utensil that is designated for cutting figs. You're not allowed to cut in shvius. Avobad muksa kli hamiyuchu lokotz b'y tainim kari muksa. Avobad koitz oisam b'charba. But you call it a charba. What is a charba? A charba is a sakin loshen ched of a sword. The time of Mishum Tachsiv is the pasuk. This invi nizirecho leisivtzar. The grapes of nizirecho leisivtzar kederech ha-baitzim, like the derech of the harvesters.
What does that mean?
You are allowed.
The enim shall shvius ein kaitz nosam b'muksa.
B'muksa. With a kli, a muksa means a kli that is designated to cut figs, like we said. Kli hamiyuchel look.
It's like a scissor to me.
Right. It's a kli that's miyuchel to cut figs. Avo, but you gotta cut b'charba. What is a charba? Charba is a knife, a sakin.
It's a sword.
That's what he says. Sakin loshen cheref. The time of Yishun Dursiz on the Pasuk, the Esinvei Nizirecha, the grapes of your Nizirecha. Nizirecha means of your field, of your vineyard. Loi Sivtsar. Kiderech HaBoitshim, the word Sivtsar, the more darshins, Kiderech HaBoitshim, it means the normal way. You're not allowed to harvest grapes.
In the normal way.
In the normal way, but in the abnormal way, you are allowed to harvest. Okay? Bacharba, but you're allowed to cut off the grape. Ain't Dorchin allowed to press. You're not allowed to squeeze the grapes. Anovin begas. Begas. You're not allowed to squeeze the grapes. Begas. Begas. Avol Dorchu ba'areva. Okay, a gas is a special wine press. You're not allowed to take all the grapes in the Yerushmeet and go and put them in the wine press and go stamp.
The Menchula is doing
that. You're not allowed to do that because that is also Avol Dorchu ba'areva. You're allowed to go in a pan. In a pan. Next, let's see over the Rav. Let's see the picture. Also, the Adam Shashvius Begas, Kedech Shadach Adam Bishashanim. But the Rav, Mutu Lidrach, and the Shvius Vareva, Shadrichas Anavim Nases Pishini. When you do an Areva, it's being done in an unusual way. And when you do it in an unusual way, it is permitted.
Right.
Okay. Next. Ein derechu bar, al derechu bar, ein oisim zeisim bebad, uva koitev. You're not allowed to go and crush grape olives in a bad. What's a bad? And about kaitav. What's a kaitav? Here it is. What's the bad? What's the bad and what's the kaitav? The bad is the press. Atzira shaman. Here's the kaitav. Okay, and what's the bad? Here's the kaitav. Atzira shaman. Also, la'atzar es hashemen mizaisim shal shvius kedesh oisiv shoshanim. The kaitav is, I don't know what flavor it is.
Looks like the strip.
Hiskin visuk shal zaisim, also litchoin zaisim shal shvius kedesh tochen shoshanim v'shimim v'tchinim v'teres. Grinding is mutter. This you can do. Kodesh grinding is mutter. Okay, so
that's
this.
That's a weight.
What?
That's a weight. There's a weight at the end.
The kaitav.
There's a weight.
Okay. The bad is the person fine, the bad of a kaitav. Aval kaises who, but what can you do kaises? Kaises. The bad is the press. Well, the kaitav is the weight. Okay? Let's assume it's the weight. So you're not allowed to do this, because this is the way you do during the entire year. But what are you allowed to do? Aval kaises. Here it is. You can crush. You can take this mill, you can put some olives, and you can spin it, and by spinning it, you're going to crush it. Aval koisesh, who you can crush it, umachnis la bodeda, and put it into the bodeda. What is the bodeda? Here it is. Here is the koisesh. Koisesh means not like this, right? Not like this. Also, listen to this. We shall show you the shachin and we shall show them. We shall show them the tchina is mutter. That's this called tchina. This called grinding. This is called kesisha. What's kesisha? You have a bowl, and you have a bat. And you beat it, and then when you take it out, you put it into the bodida. The bodida is a miniature. There's the bad, and there's the bodida. It's a good name for a restaurant. The bodida. The bodida is the small olive press. The bad is the large one. Here's the small one. Good. See, here's the big one. Here's the small one. They have a pipe coming out to collect the oil, and here they have a pipe coming out to collect the oil. Same exact thing. Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Shimon says, "Avtechin hu beisabad machnes lebodid beisabad machnes lebo levo deida." He holds you can do. You can also be teichin. So this is techina, this is kesisha, and this is the beisabad, and this is the bodida. Okay, so let's see what is over here in the Rav. The Rav over here, Rav says, "Areva, are what's an areva? Areva is." Areva is shiloshim ba es shiloshim ba. Areva is a bowl where you go and you knead the dough.
Not knead the dough. You step on the grapes.
No, but that's what you normally use it for. And now using that bowl, you're using it to step on the grapes. And areva is shiloshim. You knead ba es areva. Uva kaitav eitz gadol. A kaitav is a very large piece of wood. The kaved. Okay, about koytiv. He tells what a koytiv is. Koytiv is not the piece of wood. It says, "Uva koytiv is eitz gadol v'kaved uva roshe even gedolah shenaystim al hazaisim beveis habad." Nikra is called koytiv. The entire mechanism is called koytiv, not just the weight. Okay, the Rav says, "Eitz gadol v'kaved uva roshe even gedolah shenaystim al hazaisim beveis habad." Nikra is called koytiv. The entire thing is called the koytiv. Okay, good. Then we have the ubodida. What's the bodida? Bodidei. Beis habad katan ke'in areva. The bodidei is a small beis habad. It's very small ke'in areva. Rabbi Shimon says, the halacha is ki Rabbi Shimon. We follow Rabbi Shimon. The halacha is that you're allowed to be very... Rabbi Shimon says what? Rabbi Shimon, avtoichin hu beis habad machnas. You're even allowed to do tchina. You're even allowed to do this. You grind it, and then you can go put it in the beis habad. Let's chaz the Mishnah. Mishnah Vav. Te'inim shal shvius. The figs of Shvius ain koitzin oisam ba mukze. You may not cut it with a regular scissor. Aval koitz oisam ba charba, but you can cut it with a knife, which is not derech. Ain daruchin anavim begas. You may not press grapes in the gas. Aval daruchu bo areva, but you're allowed to be daruch bo areva in a bowl. Here's the areva. You're allowed to do areva on what?
A kneading bowl.
You now have to go make olives in the bad. In the bad, uva koitev. The koitev over here is in the base abad, using the machine. The bad is the location. and using the instrument called the koitev, using the tool called the koitev, which is a very heavy piece of equipment. Avol but koisesh hu machnes le bo deido, but you're allowed to be koisesh to take a bath and beat up the olives and put in the olives in the bodeda.
Rabbi Shimon,
the small one. Rabbi Shimon says, "Avtoichen ubeis avad umachnes live." Oh, they're also allowed to grind it in this and take the leftovers and put it into the bodega.
Can't use this.
What?
But not everybody this. Can't use this.
Okay, we did three mishnayos. Very good. We did mishnah dalit, hey, and vav. Good. We have to mishnah zayin.
Mishnayos neshama. This chus, all the things that are bothering you should dissipate.
Amen.
Break forth.
B'chein lemar, ha-mevarech misbarech.